Then the priest and the barber, both wearing their riding masks, mounted their respective mules and set out after the cart. The order of their procession was as follows. First the cart, driven by its owner, then Sancho Panza on his ass, leading Rocinante by the rein, then the priest and the barber bringing up the rear. Don Quixote was seated in his cage, hands bound tight and feet straight out, propped against the bars so silently and patiently that he seemed not a man of flesh and blood, but a statue made of stone. Not long after they set out, the priest turned round and noticed six or seven horsemen gaining on them from behind. These travelers, eager to reach a place to stay in time for their siesta, quickly overtook the procession, which, being in no particular hurry, was moving at a far more leisurely pace. When the fast travelers reached the slow ones, they exchanged polite greetings. On seeing Don Quixote in his cage, one of the riders, no less a personage than a canon of Toledo, could not help but inquire why they were transporting him in such a fashion.